To better assist you, have your first name and
Hello.
Good afternoon. May I have your first name and your last name, initial?
Good afternoon. My first name is Smith, spelled as S-M-I-T. Last name initial is P as in Peter. And I'm really sorry, I missed your name.
Uh-huh. Your name was Smith, right? S-M-I-T. I'm Cha. C-H-A.
Got it. Thank you so much for that, Cha.
You never call back number?
Sure, it's 803-233-8246.
Direct or no extension?
It's a direct line.
Can I have your provider's NPI?
Sure, give me just a moment. Provider's NPI is 186-147-7192.
Okay, and what's the name of the provider?
Provider's name is Dr. Peter Corda.
And the member's ID number?
Hang on a moment. Okay. Perfect, I have member's ID as 3699-8332. Patient name is Richard Firth. Date of birth is November 10, 1960.
Okay, for what date of service?
It's January 22nd, 2025.
And bill amount?
That's $700 even.
What is your concerns for this claim?
So for this one, Sheriff, we've called multiple times on it, and what's happening is we actually can't get a hold on a proper remit or an explanation of benefit. We try to get a status on the portal, Cigna portal, but it's not reflecting there. We try to get the status from Ability. I do a status that the claim was processed and allowed $62.14. And it was applied to patient's deductible.
Yeah.
But there is no remit number, or there is no, like an EOB number or anything. So I need at least a piece of paper coming from Cigna to get this posted into the system and clear it out.
Okay, so you want to get the EOB? That's
yes,
what you
please.
Want to be?
Yes, please.
I see. One second. Okay, regarding to that matter, sir, we are no longer request any EOP because you have to coordinate directly to Ability for you to easy to get or request. Ability department is 800-282-4548. Again, phone number of Ability department is 800-282-4548. And also, provider can access explanation of payments through Ability portal, ability.com/cigna-healthcare-medicare-advantage. And if you don't have any access, please coordinate or call Ability department.
Okay, so sure, I do have a full access of Ability, and I am actually looking at the portal, and it shows, as I said, it clearly shows that the claim is paid, claim is processed and applied to deductible, but there is no option for me to download the EOB. So even if I call, I called Ability, and they asked us that there has no EOB generated from Cigna. That's the reason I'm calling you guys. So if you can get me any piece of paper that it says that this claim was applied to deductible, then I can move the balance to patient responsibility. Even if I drop this balance to patient responsibility and maybe tomorrow patient comes back to us asking, why are you charging me when I have an insurance, I have to show him a piece of paper.
Okay.
there must be an explanation of benefit that has been mailed to the patient's address, mailing address. I need a copy of that just for my record, so you know I can clear this out from my system. If there is any way you could forward that to me, please.
Sure, sir, because we're no longer request any EOP, but I'm going to escalate this so that you can access through Ability Portal and also to get the EOP from Ability Department.
Okay. Like, do you have a turnaround time or an expected, so I can, you know, check back on Ability, see if there is, it's there or not?
Well, the turnaround time is 45 days, based on our end. But for turnaround time for Ability, sir, please coordinate again or call again to Ability Department. Because based on here, the process date of this claims on February 21st of 2025, and it should be submitted or it should be requested from Ability Department.
Got it. That's what I said. I have the details. I have Ability. I'm looking at it, and I've even called the Ability guys, and they're saying that it's Cigna that hasn't generated the explanation of benefit yet. If they would have, it must have reflecting in the Ability. But there is no option for me. There is a button that says Remittance Viewer, but I'm not able to click it.
Yes, sir. That's why you have to call again Ability Department so that they can be able to call or coordinate with us regarding the specific claim. Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. So do you have any remit number or any other number that I can refer to Ability when I call? Because there is no such number over here.
Oh, sure. Let me check here if what's the career. You can use this claim number and also tracking number of 00141205-5621-5614-8770.
Okay, I just want to confirm the tracking number again. I got 00141-415-6251-561-48770.
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. And do you, hang on a moment, I do have another tier of service, if you can just check, and it's the same scenario, like no EOB generated, if you could please help me with that.
Sure, for what tier of service?
It's February 20, 2025. And
for
the paid amount,
same patient?
Yes, same patient. And the paid amount is $300 even.
Do you have a claim number for this?
I have a claim control number. I do have a claim number that's showing on Ability. It's 25. E as in Echo, 763 consecutive zeros.
25 Echo 11937600.
Correct.
Yeah, same. Same status.
Issue here
it was
as
also
well?
Applied to deductible. Yeah.
Okay.
Please coordinate so availability.
Okay, perfect. And Shai, do you have a tracking number for this date of service, please?
Okay. Okay, tracking number is 0014125562165532126.
Okay, just to confirm, I got 0014125562165532126.
That is correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And yeah, looks like that's all the assistance
you're
I
welcome.
Need.
Oh, sure.
Do you have a
and after this, yes. And after this call, yes. Yeah. After this call, a little bit short call survey because your feedback is highly appreciated. Please take this reference number 11099675. Again, 11099675.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Again, thank you for calling and have a nice day. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.